Suppose you made a wager involving rather a large amount of money. Suppose you could win that wager by meeting just two conditions. A, making up a brand new word. B, introducing it into general circulation within 24 hours. Could you win your bet? On this edition of Word Detective, prepared as an educational service at this station in cooperation with the makers of Underwood typewriters, we'll be telling the story of a man who did win just such a bet and whose word is still in general circulation today. The background of this word challenge is a bit hazy. We don't know who issued it, why it was issued, or what stakes were involved. We do know the man who accepted the challenge and where and when and how the challenge was met. The bettor's name was Daly, his town was Dublin, and the time, the 1780s. Mr. Daly's appointed task, creating a brand new word which would be known all over Dublin within a day. It was just after dusk when the enterprising Mr. Daly set off on his journey of word propagating. For the next 9 hours or so, he devoted himself to weaving back and forth through the streets of Dublin in the pattern of a conscientious darner reinforcing the heel of a sock. There wasn't a landmark in the city that missed a visit from this Mr. Daly. A visit and a sign. Four large capital letters spelling out in chalk his brand new word. By the time the sun rose over Dublin, Mr. Daly's word had been chalked on sidewalks, streets and buildings all over the city. All the places where busy Dubliners would be most likely to see it, and wonder about it, and talk about it. Talk, Mr. Daly firmly hoped, very much about it. I ask you now, what sort of a word is that? What's that word mean, anyhow? These were the reactions Mr. Daly hoped for, and these were the reactions Mr. Daly got. By sundown, his word very definitely was in general circulation all over Dublin's fair city. And the enterprising Mr. Daly won his bet. He underestimated himself, actually. By the terms of his wager, he needed only to introduce a word into general circulation in Dublin within the period of 24 hours. He did such a thorough job, and Dubliners are apparently such persuasive talkers, that the word spread far beyond Ireland and has lasted so far 180 years. I'll type it out for you right now on my Underwood typewriter. The four letters which Mr. Daly made up and chalked all over Dublin were these. Q-U-I-Z. Quiz. We define the word now as an informal examination, a sort of question bee. Its original meaning was a practical joke, which in a way is what Mr. Daly was perpetrating on that evening and early morning 180 years ago when he applied a package of chalk to the sidewalks and buildings of Dublin and launched a new word. Now, here are the ingredients for our next edition of Word Detective. A hot Labor Day evening, a crowded railroad station, a word which has become almost an American institution. Don't go away now. I'll be back in a moment.